Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kumusta? This is Chris Andres. After you listen to this lesson, go check out Para Kanino, a podcast hosted by Adriel Nisperos. Para Kanino, which means for whom in English, features young leaders, advocates, and social entrepreneurs as they share for whom their advocacies are for. Para Kanino is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast platforms. That's P-A-R-A space K-A-N-I-N-O. Recording live from San Francisco, California, this is Go Filipino! Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino! Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. August is the National Language Month in the Philippines. The Commission on the Filipino Language announces the theme for this year is Filipino at mga wikang katutubo sa dekolonisasyon ng pag-iisip ng mga Pilipino. Advancing the Filipino and Indigenous Languages for the Decolonization of the Minds of the Filipino People. While the Philippines is an independent country, traces of colonization remain in our culture. For instance, Filipinos, especially the ones in the motherland, poke fun on fellow countrymen who do not speak, quote, straight English. We are obsessed over making our skin whiter, favoring foreign cultures over our own. And if we do take pride in our own culture, it is based on Western standards. Scholars have a term for this, the Doña Victorina syndrome, named after a character in the novel Noli Me Tangere by Jose Rizal. This syndrome also applies to Filipinos who stereotype their countrymen who speak in a language other than Tagalog, especially the Visayan languages. Their accents and manner of speaking have sadly been a source of humor among the Tagalogs in Metro Manila. Television shows and movies often portray the Visayan speakers as housemaids or the funny sidekicks. This year's theme for the National Language Month aims to raise the dignity of these indigenous languages and the culture of those who speak these languages. It focuses on a, quote, Filipino-centric point of view, that we should take pride in our own language and culture without having to compare it to Western standards. As Zeus F. Salazar once said, language and culture are intertwined to each other and can never be pulled apart. On this lesson, we will learn about the verbal aspects of an, locative focus verbs. Please keep on listening, subscribing, and leaving 5-star reviews wherever you listen to this podcast. If your podcast listening platform does not feature reviews like Spotify, head on over to podchaser.com, that's podchaser.com. Search for Go Filipino and please post a 5-star review. The more 5-star reviews, the more often this podcast is recommended to prospective listeners. Also, don't forget to follow Go Filipino Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now on TikTok. You can even leave me a tip through PayPal at Andres Chris. That's AndresKris. Finally, check out my merchandise on TeePublic. That's teepublic.com/user/GoFilipinoPod. All right, it's time to grab your pen and paper. We will learn about the verbal aspects of an. Locative focus verbs. After this break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Go Filipino. This lesson is about the verbal aspects of the an, locative focus verbs. While the pattern may be the same as the previous lesson, which is about the an, object focus verbs, this episode centers on the sample sentences since these two types of verb focus have completely different functions and structures. Without further ado, here are the examples of the infinitive aspect of an, locative focus verbs, which is achieved by adding the an or han suffix at the end of the root word. Sulatan mo siya. Sulatan mo siya. Sulatan mo siya. It means write him or her a letter. The focus is on the person being written to, not on the person who is tasked to write a letter. Word for word, it's sulatan mo siya. Sulatan mo siya. Sulatan mo siya. The first word is sulatan. 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 Sulatan is spelled as S U L A T A N. It is a command to write a letter to someone. Sulatan comes from the root word sulat. 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 Which means a writing. And then we add the an suffix to become a locative focus verb on the infinitive aspect. The next word is mo. 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 Mo is spelled as M-O. It means you in non-focus form. You are tasked to write a letter, but you are not the main topic of the sentence. After that, we have sha. 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 Sha is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she or the person in focus form. In this context, this third person, who is neither the speaker nor the listener, is the destination of the act of writing a letter. Another example, sabihan ninyo si Cynthia. Sabihan ninyo si Cynthia. Sabihan ninyo si Cynthia. It literally means, you guys tell Cynthia. But it can also mean, you guys let Cynthia know. Or, you all notify Cynthia. The focus is on Cynthia. who is being told about something, not on the people who will tell her about it. Word for word it's sabihan, ninyo, si, sincha. Sabihan, ninyo, si, sincha. Sabihan, ninyo, si, sincha. The first word is sabihan. 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 Sabihan is spelled as S-A-B-I-H-A-N. It is a command to tell something to someone or to notify someone about something. Sabihan comes from the root word sabi. Sabi. Sabi, which means a statement or what is said. And then we add the han suffix, since the root word ends with a vowel that does not have a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the infinitive aspect. The next word is ninyo. 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 Ninyo is spelled as N I N Y O. It is the plural version of you in non-focus form, which translates to you guys or you all in English. These people are tasked to tell someone about something, but they are not the main topic of the sentence. After that, we have C. 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 C is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, which in this context introduces the person who serves as the destination of the information that will be uttered and happens to be the main topic of the sentence. That person happens to be Sincha, or in English, Sincia. Another example, ngitian ng sanggol. Ngitian ng sanggol. Ngitian ng sanggol. It means smile at the baby. The focus is on the baby, who is being smiled at, not on the unmentioned actor who is tasked to smile. Word for word it's ngitian ang sanggol. Ngitian ang sanggol. Ngitian ang sanggol. The first word is ngitian. 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 Ngitian is spelled as ng I t I a n. It is a command to smile at someone. Ngitian comes from the root word ngiti. 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 Which means a smile. And then we add the an suffix, since the root word ends with a vowel that has a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the infinitive aspect. As a command that is directed to the listener, you have an option to skip the mo pronoun, just like in this example. The next word is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence. And that is sanggol. 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 Sanggol is spelled as S-A-N-G-G-O-L. It means the baby, the destination of someone's act of smiling. Another example, dalhan mo ako ng pagkain. Dalhan mo ako ng pagkain. Dalhan mo ako ng pagkain. It means bring me food. the focus is on me who is being brought food to, not on the listener who is being tasked to bring it. Word for word, it's dalhan, mo, ako, ng, pagkain. Dalhan, mo, ako, ng, pagkain. Dalhan, mo, ako, ng, pagkain. The first word is dalhan. 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 Dalhan is spelled as D-A-L-H-A-N. It is a command to bring something to someone. Dalhan comes from the root word dala. 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 Which is spelled as D-A-L-A. It means a load or something that is being carried. And then the final vowel is removed before adding the han suffix, since the root word ends with a vowel without a glottal stop, to become a locative focus verb on the infinitive aspect. After that, we have mo, which is spelled as M-O. It means you in non-focus form. You are tasked to bring something, but you are not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I in focus form. In this context, I am the destination of the act of bringing something, and happen to be the main topic of the sentence. The next word is nang. 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 Nang is spelled as ng. It is the object marker that introduces what you should bring to me. And that is pagkain. 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 Pagkain is spelled as P-A-G-K-A-I-N. It means food, the direct object of this sentence. We will learn about the completed verbal aspect of an, locative focus verbs, after this break.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are back at Go Filipino. We now move on to the completed aspect of an, locative focus verbs, which is created by adding the in affix between the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word. And then we add the an or han suffix. If the root word begins with a vowel, we add the in prefix and the an or han suffix. For example, sinulatan ko si Mayor. Sinulatan ko si Mayor. Sinulatan ko si Mayor. It means, I wrote a letter to Mr. Mayor. The focus is on the town mayor, who the letter is addressed to. not on me who wrote the letter. Word for word it's sinulatan, ko, si, mayor. Sinulatan, ko, si, mayor. Sinulatan, ko, si, mayor. The first word is sinulatan. 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 Sinulatan is spelled as S-I-N-U-L-A-T-A-N. It means wrote a letter. The action already happened. We have the root word sulat, and then we add the in affix between the first consonant and the first vowel. So it becomes sinulat. And finally, we add the an suffix to create a locative focus verb on the completed aspect. The next word is ko. 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 Ko is spelled as K-O. It means I in non-focus form. I, the speaker, wrote a letter to someone, but I am not the focus of the sentence. The next word is si. 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 Si is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, which introduces the person who serves as the destination of the letter and happens to be the main topic of the sentence. That person is the town mayor, which is spelled as capital M-A-Y-O-R. Much like in our discussion about family titles, authoritative titles like president, governor, or even manager become names if they are introduced by the C marker, because it points to a specific person. Another example, sinabihan mo na ba siya? Sinabihan mo na ba siya? Sinabihan mo na ba siya? It means, have you already told the person? The focus is on the third person who has told about something, not the listener of the sentence who is supposed to tell it. Word for word it's sinabihan mo na ba siya. Sinabihan mo na ba siya. Sinabihan mo na ba siya. The first word is sinabihan. 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 Sinabihan is spelled as S-I-N-A-B-I-H-A-N. It means told someone something. The action already happened. We have the root word sabi, and then we add the in affix between the first consonant and the first vowel, so it becomes sinabi. And finally, we add the han suffix, since the last vowel does not have a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the completed aspect. The next word is mo, which is spelled as M-O. It means you in non-focus form. You're supposed to say something to someone, but you're not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is na. 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 Na is spelled as N-A. In this context, if na comes after a verb, it means now or already. The next word is ba. 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 Ba is spelled as B, A. It is the question particle that turns any sentence into a yes or no query. And finally, we have sha, which is spelled as S, I, Y, A. It means he or she or the person in focus form. In this context, the destination of the information that you're supposed to tell is the main topic of the sentence. Another example, nginitian ako ng kapitbahay. Nginitian ako ng kapitbahay. Nginitian ako ng kapitbahay. It literally means, I was smiled at by the neighbor. But it is best translated to, the neighbor smiled at me. The focus is on me, who is being smiled at, not on the neighbor who did the smiling. Word for word it's, nginitian, ako, ng, kapitbahay, nginitian, ako, ng, kapitbahay, nginitian, ako, ng, kapitbahay. The first word is nginitian. 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 Nginitian is spelled as ng, I, n, I, t, I, a, n. It means smiled at someone. The action already happened. We take the root word ngiti. And then we add the in affix between the first consonant and the first vowel. So it becomes nginiti. Finally, we add the an suffix since the last vowel does have a glottal stop to create a locative focus verb on the completed aspect. The next word is ako, which is spelled as A-K-O. It means I in focus form. In this context, I am the destination of someone's smile and happen to be the main topic of the sentence. The next word is nang, which is spelled as ng. It is the non-focus actor marker, which introduces who performed the action, but is not the main topic of the sentence. And that actor is kapitbahay. 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 Kapitbahay is spelled as K-A-P-I-T-B-A-H-A-Y. It means neighbor, the person who smiled at me. Another example, dinalhan mo sana siya ng tubig. Dinalhan mo sana siya ng tubig. Dinalhan mo sana siya ng tubig. It literally means, I wish you brought water to her or him. But it is best translated to, you should have brought water to her or him. The focus is on the third person who should have received the water, not on you who should have brought it. Word for word it's, dinalhan mo sana siya nang tubig. Dinalhan mo sana siya nang tubig. Dinalhan mo sana siya nang tubig. The first word is dinalhan. 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 Dinalhan is spelled as D, I, N, A, L, H, A, N. It means brought something to someone. The action already happened. We take the root word dala. Then we add the in affix between the first consonant and the first vowel. So it becomes dinala. After that, we take out the final vowel. And then we add the han suffix to create a locative focus verb on the completed aspect. The next word is mo, which is spelled as M-O. It means you in non-focus form. You are supposed to have brought something to someone, but you are not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is sana. 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 Sana is spelled as S-A-N-A. It is the wish particle, which translates to I wish or I hope. However, since the action in this sentence already happened, sana becomes a regret particle, which translates to should have. The next word is sha, which is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she or the person in focus form. In this context, the destination of the item you should have brought is the main topic of the sentence. After that, we have nang, which is spelled as ng. It is the object marker, which introduces what item you should have brought to the person. And that is tubig. 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 Tubig is spelled as T. U-B-I-G. It means water, the direct object of the sentence. We will learn about the progressive aspect of an, locative focus verbs, after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Here are the sample sentences that feature the progressive aspect of an, locative focus verbs, which are created by taking the in progressive aspect of the root word, and then we add the an or han suffix. If the root word begins with a vowel, we simply reduplicate the first syllable before adding the in prefix and the an or han suffix. For example, sinusulatan ng estudyante ang guro. Sinusulatan ng estudyante ang guro. Sinusulatan ng estudyante ang guro. It means the student is writing a letter to the teacher. The focus is on the teacher, who the letter is addressed to, not on the student who is writing the letter. Word for word it's sinusulatan ng estudyante ang guro. Sinusulatan ng estudyante ang guro. Sinusulatan ng estudyante ang guro. The first word is sinusulatan. 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 Sinusulatan is spelled as S-I-N-U-S-U-L-A-T-A-N. It means currently writing something to someone. The action is happening as we speak. We take the root word sulat. Then we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel, so it becomes susulat. After that, we insert the in affix between the first consonant and the first vowel of susulat, so it becomes sinusulat. And finally, we add the an suffix to create a locative focus verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is nang, which is spelled as ng. It is the non-focus actor marker, which introduces who is performing the action but is not the main topic of the sentence. The next word is estudiante. 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 Estudiante is spelled as E-S-T-U-D-I-A-N-T-E. Y-A-N-T-E. It means a student, the non-focus actor in this sentence. After that, we have ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence, and that is guro. 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 Guro is spelled as G-U-R-O. Note the glottal stop at the end. It means a teacher, the recipient of the letter that the student is currently writing, and happens to be the main topic of the sentence. Another example, sinasabihan ni Bruno si Jay na manahimik. Sinasabihan ni Bruno si Jay na manahimik. Sinasabihan ni Bruno si Jay na manahimik. It means Bruno tells Jay to be quiet. The focus is on Jay, the person being told to be quiet, not on Bruno who is telling him to shut up. Word for word it's sinasabihan ni Bruno si Jay na manahimik. Sinasabihan ni Bruno si Jay na manahimik. Sinasabihan ni Bruno si Jay na manahimik. The first word is sinasabihan. 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 Sinasabihan is spelled as S-I-N-A-S-A-B-I-H-A-N. It means telling something to someone. The action is happening as we speak. We take the in progressive aspect of sabi, which is sinasabi, and then we add the han suffix, since the last vowel does not have a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is ni. 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 Ni is spelled as N-I. It is the non-focus actor name marker, which introduces the person doing the action, but is not the main topic of the sentence. That person happens to be Bruno, the non-focus actor in this sentence. The next word is si, which is spelled as S-I. This is the focus name marker, which introduces the person who is being told about something, and happens to be the main topic of the sentence. And that person is J. The next word is na, which is spelled as N-A. In this context, the na particle introduces what J should do, and that is manahimik. 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 Manahimik is spelled as M A N A H I M I K. It means to be quiet, the second verb in this sentence. Another example, giningitian ng mga bata ang bisita. Giningitian ng mga bata ang bisita. Giningitian ng mga bata ang bisita. It means the children are smiling at the visitor. The focus is on the visitor who is being smiled at, not the children who are smiling. Word for word it's giningitian ng mga bata ang bisita. Giningitian ng mga bata ang bisita. Giningitian ng mga bata ang bisita. The first word is nginingitian. 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 Nginingitian is spelled as ng I n I n g I t I a n. It means currently smiling at someone. The action is happening as we speak. We take the in progressive aspect of ngiti, which is nginingiti, and then we add the an suffix, since the last vowel has a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is nang, which is spelled as ng. It is the non-focus actor marker, which introduces who is performing the action but is not the main topic of the sentence. But before that, we have mga. 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 Mga is spelled as M-G-A. It is the plural particle that refers to the noun after it as more than one entity. After that, we have bata. 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 Bata is spelled as B-A-T-A. Note the glottal stop at the end. It means child. Mga bata means children. The actors who are not the focus of the sentence. The next word is ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence, and that is bisita. 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 Bisita is spelled as B-I-S-I-T-A. It means a visitor, the destination of the smiling activity. Another example, dinadalhan namin siya ng makakain. Dinadalhan namin siya ng makakain. Dinadalhan namin siya ng makakain. It means we are bringing the person something to eat. The focus is on the third person who is receiving something to eat, not the people, which includes the speaker who are bringing the food. Word for word it's dinadalhan namin siya ng makakain. Dinadalhan namin siya ng makakain. Dinadalhan namin siya ng makakain. The first word is dinadalhan. 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 Dinadalhan is spelled as D I N A D A L H A N. It means currently bringing something to someone. The action is happening as we speak. We take the in progressive aspect of dala, which is dinadala. After that, we take out the final vowel and then we add the an suffix to create a locative focus verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is namin. 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 Namin is spelled as N A M I N. It means we, except you, in non-focus form. We are performing the action, but we are not the main topic of the sentence. After that, we have sha, which is spelled as S I Y A. It means he or she or the person in focus form. In this context, the destination of the item we are bringing is the main topic of the sentence. So what item is it? It is introduced by nang, which is spelled as ng. Nang is the object marker, which introduces the item we are bringing to the person. And that is Makakain. 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 Makakain is spelled as M-A-K-A-K-A-I-N. It means something to eat, the direct object of this sentence. We will proceed to the contemplative aspect of an, locative focus verbs, after this break. We are back at Go Filipino. Here are the sample sentences that feature the contemplative aspect of an, locative focus verbs, which are created by copying the contemplative aspect of the root word. And then we add the an suffix. At first, we have susulatan kita. Susulatan kita. Susulatan kita. It means, I will write a letter to you. The focus is on you who will receive the letter, not on me who will write it. Word for word, it's susulatan kita. Susulatan kita. Susulatan kita. The first word is susulatan. 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 Susulatan is spelled as S U S U L A T A N. It means we'll write a letter to someone. The action is anticipated. We take the root word sulat, and then we reduplicate the first consonant and the first vowel to become susulat. After that, we add the an suffix to create a locative focus verb on the contemplative aspect. The next word is kita. 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 Kita is spelled as K-I-T-A. It is a pronoun that means I to you. Another example, sasabihan ko ang super na pumara. Sasabihan ko ang super na pumara. Sasabihan ko ang super na pumara. It means, I will tell the driver to stop. The focus is on the driver who will be told to stop, not on me who will say it. Word for word, it's sasabihan ko ang super na pumara. Sasabihan ko ang super na pumara. Sasabihan ko ang super na pumara. The first word is sasabihan. 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 Sasabihan is spelled as S A S A B I H A N. It means we'll tell something to someone. The action is anticipated. We take the contemplative aspect of sabi, which is sasabi. And then we add the han suffix, since the last vowel does not have a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the contemplative aspect. The next word is ko, which is spelled as K-O. It means I in non-focus form. I will say something to someone, but I am not the focus of the sentence. After that, we have ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. Ang is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence. And in this case, it is super. 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 Super is spelled as T-S-U-P-E-R. It means a driver, the destination of the telling activity, and the focus of the sentence. Some Tagalog speakers pronounce it as chuper. 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 The next word is na, which is spelled as N-A. In this context, the na particle introduces what the driver should do, and that is pumara. 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 Pumara is spelled as P-U-M-A-R-A. It means to stop a vehicle and park to the side. The second verb of this sentence. Another example. Ngingitian tayo ng kapalaran. Ngingitian tayo ng kapalaran. Ngingitian tayo ng kapalaran. It means destiny will smile upon us. The focus is on us who will be smiled at, not on the concept of luck that will do the smiling. Word for word it's ngingitian, tayo, ng, kapalaran. Ngingitian, tayo, ng, kapalaran. Ngingitian, tayo, ng, kapalaran. The first word is ngingitian. 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 Ngingitian is spelled as ng. I. Ng. I. T. I. A. N. It means will smile at someone. The action is about to happen. We take the contemplative aspect of ngiti, which is ngingiti. And then we add the an suffix, since the last vowel has a glottal stop, to create a locative focus verb on the contemplative aspect. The next word is tayo. 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 Tayo is spelled as T-A-Y-O. It means we, including you, in focus form. We are the destination of the act of smiling and are the main topic of the sentence. The next word is nang, which is spelled as ng. It is the non-focus actor marker, which introduces who is performing the action, but is not the main topic of the sentence. And that actor is kapalaran. 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 Kapalaran is spelled as K-A-P-A-L-A-R-A-N. It means destiny, luck or fate, the non-focus actor in this sentence. Our final example, dadalhan niya ako ng bulaklak. Dadalhan niya ako ng bulaklak. Dadalhan niya ako ng bulaklak. It means he or she will bring me flowers. The focus is on me who will receive the flowers, not on the third person who will send it. Word for word it's dadalhan niya ako ng bulaklak. Dadalhan niya ako ng bulaklak. Dadalhan niya ako ng bulaklak. The first word is dadalhan. 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 Dadalhan is spelled as D A D A L H A N. It means will bring something to someone. The action is anticipated. We take the contemplative aspect of dala, which is dadala. After that, we take out the final vowel and then we add the han suffix to create a locative focus verb on the contemplative aspect. The next word is nya. 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 Nya is spelled as N I Y A. It means he or she or the person in non-focused form. The third person, who is neither the speaker nor the listener, will perform the action, but is not the main topic of the sentence. After that, we have ako, which is spelled as A-K-O. It means I, in focus form, who will receive something from him or her. After ako, we have nang, which is spelled as ng. It is the object marker, which introduces the item this person will bring to me. And that is bulaklak. 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 Bulaklak is spelled as B U L A K L A K. It means a flower, the direct object in this sentence. We will be right back after this break. Hey guys, one way to keep this podcast running is by subscribing to my Patreon. Make a pledge for $5 a month and you get early access to newly published lessons, along with loads of exclusive content and a bonus presentation at the end of each month. Also, you will receive every 3 months an exclusive 4x6-inch print featuring a text-based artwork that I created. My heartfelt thanks to our current $5 patrons as of this recording: Ollie Crouch, Doug Burden, Trisha Oliver, Joel Cyphers, Caroline Jane Walsh, Christine Maranan, Brian with an I, Kelvin, Isaac Buan, Paulo de Armas, Luke V, Taria Longelon, Gladys Trinidad, Jay Springy, Christian Dimalanta, Henry Go, Elaine, Brian with a Y, Melinda O'Connor, Austin Oscar, LJ Ordway, Kirsty, Alex, Daniel, Alexander Ong, Ninya Lech, Steph, Natasha Esguera, Teresa Salud, John Bailey, Bruno Leeds, Cassandra McGee, Roger Schachtel, Cherianne Reclusado, Laurel Haynes, Craig Putz, Axe B, Pat Moore, Staccato Jones, and Cynthia Blair. Thank you so much for making this podcast possible. Please update your shipping address so you would receive the exclusive prints on time. Again, please support this podcast through my Patreon. That's patreon.com/gofilipinopod so you too can enjoy exclusive perks. And now, back to our lesson. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. The an, locative focus verbs, share a similar pattern to an, object focus verbs when it comes to aspects. The difference is which is emphasized as the main topic of the sentence. In the case of an, locative focus verbs, it is the destination of the action, be it a person or a thing. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Kung nasaan ang asukal, naroon ang langgam. Kung nasaan ang asukal, naroon ang langgam. Kung nasaan ang asukal, naroon ang langgam. It means, where there is sugar, there are ants. A positive personality attracts more friends. Word for word it's kung, nasaan, ang, asukal, naroon, ang, langgam. Kung, nasaan, ang, asukal, naroon, ang, langgam. Kung, nasaan, ang asukal naroon ang langgam. Again, kung nasaan ang asukal, naroon ang langgam. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye!
This has been Go Filipino. Let's Learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.